This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. He can get to it through the website, HagmanReport.com, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, report.com. It airs live 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Doug Hagman, welcome.
Sir, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the time and really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you so much. You know, Doug, on your website, there is a really interesting report about TWA Flight 800. And for those who may remember, let me just share this with you. There's some conspiracy theories about this Trans World Airlines Flight 800, known as TWA-800, that crashed. And I'm looking at my notes of when did it crash? 8:31 p.m., July 17, 1996, about 12 minutes after takeoff from JFK International Airport. And the flight was on a Boeing 747, leaving New York, New York, flying to Rome with a stopover in Paris, France. 12 minutes after takeoff, there was an explosion. The 230 on board all died. Doug, you talked about that on your broadcast. Can you tell us what your thoughts are on that? And I'd like to share something that I learned as well.
Sure, Vince. And to the listeners out there, you're exactly right. It was July 17th, 1996. 230 souls aboard all perished. You're looking at a commercial aircraft 12 miles out of East Mauritius, New York. That's off of Long Island. And you're dead on 8:31 p.m., 12 minutes after takeoff. Indeed, the plane came out of the sky. And the NTSB accident investigators from there, they actually turned over the investigation. I'm really kind of making a lot of information, just summarizing a lot of information, but they turned over the investigation essentially to the FBI and the CIA. It's an unprecedented before this time ever for an independent body, the NTSB, turning over an investigation to the CIA and FBI. It was without precedent. If there was indeed a mechanical issue, that would have never happened, but nonetheless it did. And I've found this out through my own investigative research, 30 years as an investigator. However, the bulk of the research, the bulk of the investigative findings has come from a gentleman that has become a good friend, and I respect him as an investigative journalist himself, and that's Jack Cashel, the author of TWA 800, a number of books and a number of articles on that subject. In fact, I'd recommend everyone grab a copy of his latest TWA 800, The Crash, The Cover-Up, and The Conspiracy, because all three elements exist within that incident. But the relevance of this crash today, just very quickly, the relevance today to what happened some 20 years ago has never been more important for this particular cover-up, the conspiracy behind the cover-up, the elements, the individuals, the entities involved in this cover-up are the same players, even down to Hillary Clinton, as they are today. The same lies, the same liars, the same story. The same template is being used to cover up things like Hillary's real the physical status, what is really taking place, now bringing us to the point of constitutional crisis. But to circle back around, the incident with respect to TWA 800 is so egregious, so in your face, that we were told to believe that this aircraft, through a CIA operational analysis offered to the public, this aircraft actually climbed in altitude after some sort of mechanical, catastrophic mechanical failure, when in fact all evidence that has been suppressed, manipulated, massaged, suggests that it was struck by not just one, but perhaps more than likely two missiles. But no one, and I want to stress this, no one is ascribing blame. No one knows where those missiles came from, if they were, you know, if they were an artifact of exercises, military exercises, our side off the coast because of their war, or if it was from a terrorist attack. Really, that's secondary to the point that this incident really, when you deconstruct what happened, it tells everybody that there is literally a smoking missile here, or a huge cover-up and conspiracy to commit a cover-up that rises, in my view, to the level of a criminal conspiracy and a criminal element. I don't know if that answers your question, but I try to be as succinct as possible.
Yeah. Well, Doug, I was traveling in my vehicle coming back from a consulting agreement at one of the school systems, and it's about a 45-minute trip from my farm in Virginia to the consulting location at a school system. And it was a regular trip that I made many times a week. And I was traveling at that time in rural Virginia, and I was listening to AM talk radio. And Curtis Sliwa was the talk show host on air at that time. And he took a call. And the call came in from a man who was absolutely frantic. He said, Curtis, he was stuttering, stammering. A plane just blew up. A missile. A missile went from the ground or from the water, and it just blew up the plane. And Curtis was like, well, I haven't heard anything about that on the AP wire. And the guy was absolutely insistent that a missile was launched. An eyewitness live of a missile launch going up and taking this plane out, causing the plane to explode in air. And so Curtis Sliwa said, all right, let's go to a commercial break and let me see if I can find something on the newswire. So he went to a break and he came back a couple minutes later and said, there's nothing there. There's nothing on the newswire about this happening. So it was, is this guy kidding that called, or is this a hoax, or what is this? And the caller said, no, it couldn't possibly be. It just happened, you know, seconds ago or a moment ago. And so Curtis said, all right, let's clear the lines and let's take some calls and see if there are any others in New York City in the surrounding area that have seen this. Give us a call and we'll put you on the air. Call after call after call came in, and everyone said the same thing. A missile went up and the aircraft exploded. Now, Curtis Sliwa was known to be on the air a lot, and he would sleep in his cubicle. And, you know, it finally came out later that, you know, how come he's on late at night, he's on early in the morning, he's on midday, he's filling in for anybody who needed a fill-in host. He was there all the time. Now, so he was on, and he was taking these calls that described this missile, this explosion, from these witnesses, all saying the same thing, before the AP wire had the news. And then, the next morning, Curtis was on, and I tuned in to listen to him, And there's no discussion of it. It was like it never happened. How can that be that all these witnesses who had this massive story, it disappeared by the next morning? So the only conclusion that I could come to, Doug Hagman, is that someone talked to him and said, you absolutely, positively will not discuss this. Or else.
Well, there were, Vince, there were so many witnesses. We're looking at 244 eyewitnesses, reliable eyewitnesses, at the bare minimum. Now, I do know that Jack Heschel, I think, is interviewed that many at least, but it's been documented that have seen. We're talking reliable eyewitnesses that can be described as seeing something arising from the horizon to the plane itself. And one witness in particular, a very strong eyewitness, vetted, verified. This is a woman who gave a statement to the FBI, described what she saw as a streak coming from the horizon to the plane, and engaging in what she called an upside-down Nike swoosh, where whatever it was from coming from the ground hit the plane and destroyed the plane, or the destruction of the plane occurred afterwards. Now, the reason I mention this above all others, this one witness, is because once the FBI got her statement, that was buried, that was prevented from ever seeing the light of day. But even worse, during a reinvestigation of the TWA 800 incident, she was reportedly interviewed a second time, and the 302, which is the form used by the FBI for witness statements, when you talk to the FBI, for example, everything that you say is put down in form 302. Well, her second interview consisted of a 302 that was totally opposite of the initial statement. The reason I mention this, because this to me is Exhibit A in the courtroom of what's taking place here. She was never re-interviewed. That 302 was manufactured out of whole cloth. That is Exhibit A to the lies, to what we're seeing here, the management, the mitigation of potential damage to this rogue administration back in the 90s.
Doug Hagman,
and that's, by the way, that is the way how all of this was covered up.
Doug Hagman. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Doug Hagman's with us. HagmanReport.com, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, report.com. You can hear it 7 to 10 Eastern Time, 7 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday. So, Doug, Curtis Sliwa, the broadcaster that I was talking about on AM radio in New York City on a 50,000-watt station, was the founder of the Guardian Angel. So he was around town, and his Guardian Angel volunteers were patrolling the city streets and protecting the villagers from, you know, the bad guys, doing the protecting and serving that that guys in maybe blue should be doing. But anyway, he was on the air a couple years later, and I was taking some calls, and a caller called in about what happened after being interviewed by the FBI. And this caller said that the FBI said, no, what you saw, well, the mind plays tricks on us. And what you saw was not a missile going up. It was the wreckage coming down. It was just the opposite. So that fiery debris coming down, you thought was a missile going up. And that witness was not the only witness that said that that's what they were told by the FBI, that they were mistaken. What they saw was not what they saw. What they saw was, or what the FBI said was, no, the mind plays tricks on us. Have you heard that as well?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And, you know, apply it to today, Vince, and this is where it gets really insidious because, you know, here we are as an American people. We're not stupid, okay? The powers that be believe that we are stupid. And, you know, having been an investigator for 30 years, I've talked to witnesses about different things. And, you know, I do know witnesses get it wrong. I do know that certain things, I mean, if you have multiple witnesses, you're going to have multiple accounts of what was seen. However, there's a consistent thread that runs through that witness accounting. But the bottom line here is the FBI, the CIA at that time, and even to today, but more importantly, the people in power believe all of us are just stupid. That we're, it's almost like raising a teenager. Anyone who's raised a teenager knows that the teenager, you know, regardless of how good that teenager might be, is going to attempt to game you, say, oh, that didn't happen. Or regardless of the incident, but what we're seeing here is we are being treated as a populace, as if we are totally, absolutely a bunch of morons. So what we're seeing is not really, oh, that's really not what we're seeing. For example, Hillary Clinton, her health issues, the coughing fits, the collapse, and I mean collapse on 9/11, her own 9/11. Well, that's because of pneumonia. You know, okay, well, what's, you know, really pneumonia? That's going to cause that level? Or she was dehydrated. See, this is the, what we're seeing is the exposing of the playbook of the people in power and the running roughshod over the average Americans. And by the way, Vince, I got to tell you, Americans, most Americans, especially the ones I talk to, are sick and tired of being lied to and treated like we're a bunch of idiots, that we're a bunch of morons. And it's really insulting to most people of rational sensibilities to be lied to be gained, and to expect and to have them expect that we should believe or to say, well, you can't believe your lying eyes. You know, come on. I know what I saw, and you're not going to change it no matter how hard you try. Now, you know, factoring in, of course, the margin of error with eyewitnesses, whether it's DWA 800 or regardless of the situation, we have to factor that in. But when it becomes so egregious that it rises to the level of insanity, it boggles the mind. And I'm reminded of a quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. And that's kind of where we're at today.
Yeah, our system is based on having an educated people and an informed people. And actually, I don't think, for the most part, we are. Some of us think we are. Some of us watch the mainstream media and get brainwashed and might believe some of this Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, more of a lie. We come back, Doug Hagman. Let's talk about if we know who was on Flight 800 and were they to be killed.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, years ago, we thought that they'd never bomb a building to kill a person. There are too many people that might be collateral damage to that bombing. But now we're seeing more and more reports of 50 people being killed in a bombing. This is becoming more and more mainstream news. So on July 17, 1996, departing from JFK International Airport with a stopover flight to Rome with a stopover in Paris, France, 230 people were killed. Now the question is, we have drone strikes, we have missile strikes, and lots of people are killed with all kinds of bombs, and there seems to be a lot of collateral damage when maybe just one person was the target of a planned execution by these defective people. Who was on the plane? Do we know?
Well, a good question, and I know people have looked at this. There were, 230 who perished. Of course, 18 were the flight crew, and then you had the people riding deadhead back to their respective locations. But, you know, out of the 230 people, 13 countries, there were the passengers were from and crew were from 13 different countries, from the United States to Belgium, Denmark, France, and so on. It's interesting to note that, well, either we looked at the passenger manifest. The passenger manifest was published in a couple of different publications. So were there any people on board, I think is your question, that would warrant additional scrutiny? Well, okay, aside from the 16 members of the French Club at a Pennsylvania High School and their five chaperones, the French hockey player, a French guitarist, an American composer, you know, a couple of obviously significant people with significant jobs. You also had, for example, Charles Gray from Memphis, who had many ties to Arkansas. He was the chief operating officer of Midland Financial Group. You had William Story, the president and chief executive officer of National American Insurance Company of California. You had the CEO of Danielson Holding Corporation and a partner in the investment firm from Whitman, Heffernan, and Ryan & Company of Connecticut. It's interesting to see Charles Beatty, who was a senior systems engineer with the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Virginia. As we look at these names, as we look at these potential targets here, do any of them rise to the level of perhaps, you know, would that be of significance in this incident? Having looked at this extensively, my gut reaction and my research or reaction after research tells me, no, not really. I mean, yeah, there's some interesting connections, but, I don't think that would speak to motive or even opportunity in this case, unless, of course, you've got some insight that I don't know.
What I've heard and read in the past, and this was many, many years ago, was that there were two individuals that had information that would be extremely damaging to Bill Clinton that were on board. Now, I can't prove it. I don't know if I can find that information again. But that's what I heard and read many, many years ago. And that information was so damaging that that's the reason the plane was taken down. And I just did a quick search, and I typed in to a search engine, Clinton, comma, deaths. And, you know, one of the posts says 90 suspicious deaths of individuals close to Bill Clinton. And, you know, you think about that. Who the heck would want to be close to the Clintons? It's a dangerous place to be. I certainly wouldn't want to be next to
sure.
One of our instructors was a Walmart trainee for since high school years. For 20 years, he went to, you know, we'll call it quote unquote Walmart University. And that's Sam Walton. He met Hillary Clinton at the corporate headquarters there, and he said she's evil, and she was evil, you know, decades ago. And when you look at the lies about her health, it seems like She really, truly is a congenital liar. Just can't stop lying about anything. And one of the most dangerous things that I'm thinking about is if she were to be selected as president by the Electoral College, certainly not by us, that would be probably the worst thing that could happen to the country at this time. I can't think of anything that would be worse than that, you know, other than an asteroid hit or you know, World War III. Do you think it's as dangerous as I do?
I do, but maybe coming at it from a different angle. I think we're being set up. Vince, as I look at the landscape, the political landscape, you've got Donald Trump coming out with both barrels and without any type of manipulation of the polling data. Clearly, he's got a head of steam and he's ahead. And I think that that represents a threat, whether or not it's actual, real, I mean, whether or not you believe in the man, it doesn't matter. It's what they believe. And I believe that they, meaning the powers, believe that he does represent a threat, kind of a dog off a chain, a rabid dog off of a chain, the way they look at Donald Trump. You don't know. It's unpredictable. Can he be controlled? Can he be corralled by the Washington, D.C. Luciferian power structure? And that's what I believe that they're afraid of. So they cannot afford, in my view anyway, they cannot afford to allow him to win if they can't control him. So having said that, who do they have up against them? Hillary Clinton. Now, I believe that she is extremely sick. I believe that it's rooted in neurological problems that they have known about, and I do believe that it was covered up. And I believe that the issue of pneumonia was, in fact, although it could be true, I think it directly speaks to a secondary cause, meaning that the pneumonia is a consequence of a neurological disorder, perhaps like Parkinson's or something to that extent. Now, having said all of that, the way I'm looking at this is we are walking dead headlong into a potential constitutional crisis, because here's the issue. And I've spoken to about a half a dozen constitutional scholars, attorneys, lawyers, and professors. And the possibilities, there's about three or four potential possibilities here. Should Hillary Clinton become or be decidedly unfit, impaired, or otherwise die? The question is, you know, at what time does that happen? Does it happen very, very close to Election Day, November 8th, or does it happen after the election? Does it happen in the run-up to election or on the day of? Well, when you look at the Constitution, it is anything but clear. And certainly there's no historical precedent, aside from maybe Horace Greeley back in the 200 years ago, that would suggest that there is anything, any easy remedy to fix this. So looking at this from a bird's eye view, it's very possible that we could actually see a postponement, yes, a postponement of elections, however temporary, or a suspension of elections, of the general election, because the constitutional what's contained in the Constitution is really murky, not clear. That's possible, or you could end up having a small group of individuals, meaning like the party of the DNC, small groups of people handpicking a replacement pursuant to obscure party rules. And this is spelled out, and I found this, and I was directed to this treatise, if you will, by a law professor, now author, back in 1994. Oddly enough, it's contained in the 1994 edition of the Yale Law Review, who spells out the potential problems associated with what we're seeing take place right today. So I believe, in a nutshell, I believe that what we're seeing today is the exploitation of Hillary Clinton to such an extent that her election, or Trump election, selection, if you will, whatever, voting in, the legitimacy of our elections will be called into question in some way, shape, or form, to such an extent that if Trump is elected, his leadership and his election will be questioned at the very best. I mean, at best, that's what's going to happen. At worst, we could potentially see a postponement of the elections or even a suspension of the elections, because the Constitution, even though we've got the 12th, 33rd Amendment, or the 12th Amendment, and other amendments as well to address this. It is still not clear if a candidate drops out or becomes, impaired, unable to serve, if that candidate drops out just right before the meeting of the Electoral College. And by the way, Vince, to explain this to the average person is so difficult because that person's got to have at least a rudimentary understanding of the Electoral College when they meet, the fact that, it's nestled into the states as opposed to a federal deal. So, you've got to have an understanding of that. And people in America today just don't have that level of understanding. They missed poli-sci class or civics class, or they slept through it, or they yawned, all through it. So what we're seeing is, in my view, we're being set up for a constitutional crisis designed to challenge the legitimacy of a Trump win or usher in a candidate of their own selection.
Doug Hagman, in the circles in which I travel, I haven't met a single person who is pro-Hillary Clinton. Not one person. As a matter of fact, they despise her. They despise her so much that they can't understand why she has any traction whatsoever based on the body count, based on Bill's zipper problems, based on the affairs, all the things that the Clintons have done, which we're all told, no, that's bad behavior. You just don't do those things. You don't lie, cheat, steal, accept bribes, sell influence, sell political office, sell the White House, sell the Lincoln bedroom. You just don't do those things. You don't have affairs in the governor's limousine and McDonald's parking lot with the manager of McDonald's. That came from Larry Nichols. You don't do those things. And I can't understand how she has any traction whatsoever. We'll be right back.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class this weekend. Arcade Gun Shows, Lexington, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado. That's September 17th, 2016. Lexington, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado. And October 1 and 2, Arcade Prepper Shows at the Kansas City Expo Center, Kansas City, Missouri. Rick Miller's going to be there, Matt Stein, Craig Douglas, Storm and Norman Cantwell, and I'll be there as well. And you can see us there. It'll be great to spend some time with you one-on-one, and maybe we can even have dinner. So that's October 1 and 2 at the Arcade Prepper Shows, Kansas City Expo Center, Kansas City, Missouri. Doug Hagman, what should we be concerned with right now? What news events pique your interest that we should be watching very carefully, and why?
Well, great question, especially in the amid of all of the white noise that's out there. You know, if I could just say one thing, I would recommend people look at the bigger picture of things and understand how each headline that's relevant to today, how it fits into the bigger picture, because we have a lot of people out there looking at the minutia, which is fine. I mean, we have to keep track of things, but we have to see and understand that the globalists who are in power, as opposed to, you know, the nationalists, we'll say, or the people who hold the power, we have to understand what their long-term objectives are. And in so doing, we have to understand that everything that we see is being managed, manipulated, or spun in such a way that you know, we're being gamed every day. So the news headlines, for example, you've got Hillary Clinton. Everyone's focused on the video. Oh, what's wrong with her? Well, that's fine. Go ahead and focus on that, but also look at the bigger picture. How will this impact the larger picture, and that is the elections? Will her, let's say she remains in the running and is propped up by her facilitators, covered by the media. Let's say she loses to Donald Trump. We have to be thinking two and three steps ahead of the our adversaries, the people who want to destroy this country, because I do believe something like that will cast a doubt on the legitimacy of a Trump victory. So thinking ahead from there, what will happen? What's going to be the collateral effect of that? Well, and when you look at it, it's going to be the basically a takedown of our country from within. Everything we're seeing today, Vince, I believe, is an attempt to neutralize or to, even worse, take down the United States. So anything that's related to the petrodollar, to the elections, to the legitimacy of the elections, to be more precise, to global warfare. Because at the end of the day, there's three things I believe that are important. Number one, or that are relevant to the globalists. They need to destroy our economy. They need to destroy our culture, and that they're doing so through the infusion of these illegal aliens, 11,000 and change, from Syria, 15% more than Obama hoped for. And most of them, 99.4, I think, percent are Muslims who will fail to assimilate into our society. It's kind of what Michael Savage always says, borders, language, and culture. All three are under assault. And anything, any headline that is involved in borders, language, culture, the keeping of our republic alive it should be paramount. So while people are looking for this big, huge bang, some big thing on the horizon to take place, no, it's the little things that we have to keep our eyes on, and the totality in the aggregate, you know, what do they say? You know, and watch the trends, because there it is. It's the takedown of the United States from within without a shot being fired.
Very quick answer question, please. Do you see a civil war or revolution coming our way?
I see it as a very distinct possibility, and that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah. Doug Hagman, thank you so much for being with us today. HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com. And there's a link on the website, USA Prepares. Doug, thank you so much for being with us today in class and teaching us, sharing your expertise and knowledge and experience. Class, above
thank
all,
you, sir.
Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.